This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. That's cool with everybody. So I'm just going to jump to the next year, year 15. It was summer vacation and my family was packing up and heading on an Alaskan cruise. I just had my first breakup, so I was excited to get away from the teenage heartbreak. It was my first cruise, and I was wary of spending so much time confined on a boat. I decided to join the teen group so I could hang out with people my own age instead of my family. I know, typical teenager. The first night, the teen club had a party for all of us to get to know each other. I made a few friends before the club shut down for the night, and we all went back to our rooms. When I got back, my parents were asleep, so I just got ready for bed. A few nights in, the club had a movie night. By this point, I developed a crush on an older boy. We'll call him Mark. I hung around after the movie to stay with Mark that night. Again, by the time I got home, my parents were asleep, so no big deal. The next night, Mark and I ditched the others to go to the tennis courts. I'm really bad at hand-eye coordination sports, so it was pretty much him intentionally hitting me with tennis balls the whole time. I'm not really sure why I was attracted to that, but I was. Like, I played along with it and was just like, "Ah, stop, you're being so mean." It was really awful, though. After a few matches of Mark purposely hitting the tennis balls, we decided to head back and meet the others. We were on the lift when the doors opened, and this girl from the teen group was just giving me this blank stare and telling me that my mom was really upset and looking for me. Apparently, she had yelled at all my new friends trying to find me, and I was really embarrassed. Honestly, I assumed my parents would have been asleep like all the other nights, so I didn't really worry about how late I was out. I quickly went back to the room and walked in sheepishly, knowing I was in trouble. I was grounded for the rest of the trip, meaning I had a strict curfew and limited time to see my friends. I honestly, to this day, still do not understand this. That night, I didn't say anything, but my mom did bring up that she thought I had been thrown overboard or someone had hurt me and then stuffed me into a closet. I mean, still, I'm thinking, I was on a boat. Like, where could I have gone? What could have happened? I was with other people. I still don't understand why she was so upset. But again, this is from the woman who has made me call her because when I text her, she thinks somebody kidnapped me and is texting me from my phone. I'm not lying. I'm like, a kidnapper wouldn't worry about texting you. They would ditch my phone so no one could find me. Anyways, I think that's just mom logic. So, but my hopes of ship romance were dashed. Ugh, so dramatic. The rest of the trip, I moped around like a typical teenager. So we'd be out seeing the sights, and although it was really cool, I would just sit there and be silent with like a blank stare, just like, mountains are cool, I guess. And yeah, seeing a moose is cool, I guess. I was really being the typical dramatic teenager at this point. It was not until the final nights that my parents allowed me to stay out later and say goodbye to my friends. That night, I did stay out and get some alone time with Mark. And just like in the movies, he kissed me right before I had to head back to my room. However, unlike in the movies, that was the end of our fling. It was my first cruise, and oddly enough, Mark and I are still friends. But if you want to know the weirdest part, after my mom had that total freak out, she's always been fond of Mark, from then to this day. She still asks me how he's doing, if we plan on seeing each other anytime soon. I don't understand this because he was the only reason I was out so late that night. Find out about my year of injuries next time on Bright Side. 24 Years on the Bright Side was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Allison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.